Hello. Hi. Hope you all are doing well tonight. I really look forward to this time that we can be together, a little bit together, sort of, and sing some songs of praise to God and sing some songs to help us learn. And, well, I hope you have a good time with it too. And hopefully we can learn something from God's word and memorize some things about God's word too. So I'm just thankful for you coming tonight. I'm thankful for you being here. I miss seeing you. And some of you, like I said, I don't know, but hope to meet you someday. And I think there might be some new people tonight. If you don't know the songs that we're singing and you don't know what we're going over just yet, you'll learn quickly. They're easy songs. Just listen along and do the best you can. We're glad that you've chosen to be with us tonight. So I hope everything is going well for you. And what we'll do now is start our singing. All right, let's start with Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. That's right. Jesus always wanted the little children to come to him. He loves you so much. Now let's sing, How We Know About Jesus. How do we know about Jesus? In the Bible. Ready? The Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the Bible. Bible. Let's sing it one more time. It's short. The Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the Bible. Bible. All right. Very good. Remember what joy stands for? Jesus first, others second, and you last. Let's sing the song. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Way down in the depths of my heart. I've got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Way down in the depths of my heart to stay. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ouch! Sit on attack. Ouch! Sit on attack. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. Ouch! Sit on attack to stay. Very good. Are you ready to roll the gospel chariot? Here we go. Roll the gospel chariot along. Roll the gospel chariot along. Roll the gospel chariot along, and we won't tag along behind. If a brother's in the way, we will stop and pick him up. If a brother's in the way, we will stop and pick him up. If a brother's in the way, we will stop and pick him up, and we won't tag along behind. If a sister's in the way, we will stop and pick her up. If a sister's in the way, we will stop and pick her up. If a sister's in the way, we will stop and pick her up, and we won't tag along behind. If a sinner's in the way, we will stop and pick him up. If a sinner's in the way, we will stop and pick him up. If a sinner's in the way, we will stop and pick him up, and we won't tag along behind. But if the devil's in the way, we will roll right over him. If the devil's in the way, we will roll right over him. If the devil's in the way, we will roll right over him, and we won't tag along behind. Oh, that devil, he gets in our way sometimes. We don't want to let him get us, do we? No, we don't. Now let's see what we have. Oh, let's sing the books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and a letter to the Romans. First and Second Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, First and Second Thessalonians, First and Second Timothy, Titus and Philemon, Hebrews, James, First and Second Peter, First and Second and Third John, Jude and Revelation. Very good. All right. Let's see what song's next. Oh, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down, and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. Oh, the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. But the house on the rock sand went splat. Sorry. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings will come down. Oh, the blessings come down as the prayers go up. The blessings come down as the prayers go up. The blessings come down as the prayers go up. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. We got to make sure that Jesus is the center of everything that we do. Now then, the days of creation. Day one, God made light when there was none. Day one, God made light when there was none. Day two, God made the sea and sky of blue. Day two, God made the sea and sky of blue. Day three, God made the grass and flowers and trees. Day three, God made the land and flowers and trees. Day four, sun and moon and stars galore. Day four, sun and moon and stars galore. Day five, God made the birds and fish alive. Day five, God made the birds and fish alive. Sixth day, God made beasts and man that day. Sixth day, God made beasts and man that day. Day seven, God rested in his heaven. Day seven, God rested in his heaven. Can you name for me the 12 apostles? I bet you can if we sing it. Jesus called them one by one. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Next came Philip, Thomas too. Matthew and Bartholomew. James the one they called the less. Simon also Thaddeus. The 12th apostle Judas made. Jesus was by him betrayed. Yes, Jesus called them. Yes, Jesus called them, and they all followed him. Very good. Now let's get ready for our Bible class. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. For God loves you and I love you and your teacher loves you too. When you go to class, your teacher will tell you all that God has done for you. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. For God loves you and I love you and your teacher loves you too. When you go to class, your teacher will tell you all that God has done for you. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. Boys and girls in your Bible class, be very, 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 very quiet. That's right. Now let's work through our cards. Who could tell me what chapter of the Bible has Genesis 1? I didn't ask that right, did I? Who could tell me what chapter of the Bible has creation? Genesis chapter 1. Who could tell me what chapters of the Bible have the account of Noah's flood? Genesis chapter 6 and 7. Who could tell me where you find the account of Sodom and Gomorrah? Genesis chapter 19. Who could tell me where you find the account of Joseph being sold by his brothers? Genesis 37. And who could tell me the account of where you find the 10 plagues? Exodus 7 through 12. Let's name them. Water to blood, frogs, lice, flies, cows got sick and died, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, death of the firstborn. That's right. Now, who can tell me where we find the Ten Commandments? Exodus chapter 20. Let's name them. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make any graven image. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. Oh, good. Very good. Now, who can tell me what chapters of the Bible have the story of Hannah? She had a little boy named Samuel eventually. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And who can tell me what chapter of the Bible has David beating the giant Goliath? 1 Samuel chapter 17. And who can tell me what chapter of the Bible has Naaman being healed of his leprosy? 2 Kings chapter 5. And who can tell me what chapters of the Bible have the Sermon on the Mount? Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. And who could tell me where the model prayer is? Matthew chapter 6. Let's say it. Not that we pray it exactly that way today, but it's good to memorize. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then who could tell me where you find the account of the death of John the Baptist? Matthew chapter 14. Poor John the Baptist. He stood up for what was right and had to die for it. And then Matthew chapter 19 is God's instructions on what? I asked you backwards this time, didn't I? Matthew chapter 19 is God's instructions on divorce and remarriage. And basically, there's more, a little more to it, but basically what does God want? One man and one woman for life. That's right. One man and one woman for life. Say it with me. One man and one woman for life. Very good. And then where do we find the account of the proper place of preachers? Matthew chapter 23. And then our new one for tonight is where do we find the account of the judgment day? It's in Matthew chapter 25. Now, there are other accounts of the judgment day, and there are other things that are involved in the judgment day. But what Jesus says right here is that there will be a day that he comes back with his angels, and he'll separate the good people from the bad people, the people that have followed him from the people that haven't followed him, or the way that he puts it here, the sheep or the desirable animals from the goats, the non-desirable animals. In other words, he'll have the bad people on one side and the good people on the other side, and he'll take the good people to be with him, but the bad people he'll have to punish for a long time. He doesn't like to have to do that, but he will punish them forever, really. And there's something else that we learn here in this account of the judgment day. Jesus will come back someday, and wouldn't that be great to see Jesus if we're good people and we're ready for him? And you're good and you're innocent and you're ready for him, I know. And if we are that ready for him as adults too, then wouldn't it be great to see Jesus come back and take us to a place where there'll never be any trouble or any trials like that? Yeah, I think that'd be all right. And Jesus says there that the people that are the good people are the ones who do good to other people. He says to some of the good people, he says, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In other words, he's going to take them to heaven. But you know what he says? He says that I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in, somebody that didn't have a place to live and you took me in. I was naked or I couldn't afford clothes and to keep warm and you gave them to me. I was sick and you came and visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. I had all these hard times and you helped me. And they said, when did we do that, Lord? He said, whenever you did it to one of the least of these people here on earth, you did it to me. So when we do nice things for people, when there are hungry people, we feed them. When there are thirsty people, we give them drink. When there are strangers, we're nice to them. Now your parents have told you, rightly, be careful about talking to strangers because there are some mean people out there. He's not talking about that. He's talking about when your parents know somebody that needs help and they know them and they're going to help them. That's what he's talking about there. And then he says, when you're naked, well, that doesn't mean somebody just being ornery, running around naked. That means that they can't afford clothes and they can't keep warm. And you give them to them. And when people are sick and in prison and they're down and they're outcast, but you help them the very best that you can. Jesus says, that's what my people do. My people do good things. And then I want you to remember that, please, because there are a lot of people in this world who say, that Jesus is not that great. There are some people in this world who say that Jesus is not somebody that's very nice, but I want to tell you everything about Jesus is nice. Everything about Jesus is right. Everything about Jesus is good. And what he wants you to do is be nice to other people. Don't you like it when people are nice to you? And don't you like it when you're sick, if somebody helps you, your mom comes and helps you and hugs you and helps you get the medicine you need and things like that? And wouldn't you like it if you didn't have enough food or enough drink, if somebody gave you some food and some water to drink? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Well, that's how Jesus wants us to treat other people. And someday there'll be a judgment day. It'll sort out who did those good things from who didn't. And I want you to also know that sometimes your parents really help some people like that. Sometimes we give money at church, and a lot of that money at church goes to help people who are in need in some way or another. We don't always see that, but it's helping people somewhere. That's the way Jesus people are. They help people. They don't trod people down. They're not mean to people. They help other people. Remember, Jesus first, others second, and you last. Well, Matthew chapter 25 is the place of judgment. Now then, do you remember how you were made? You were made in the image of God, weren't you? You were made in the image of God. And when you grow up, if you get to a point that you understand things, then you can become a child of God, following Christ. And then Christ will dwell in you in some way. But I want this to stick with you, and I want it to stick with you long and all through your life, that God loves you. He made you different from anything else on earth. He made you special the way you are. You're made in his image, and he loves you the way you are. Okay? Do you know, little child, what is in you? Can you dream, little child, of going far? Do you know, little child, of the power you've been given? Do you know, little child, whose you are? You were made in the image of God, just a little bit below the angels. And the masterpiece of heaven's hand is your body and your soul. You were made in the image. You were made in the image. You were made in the image of God, in the image of God. And then when you're a little bit older, do you see, child of God, who is in you? Do you see, child of God, where you belong? Do you see, child of God, Christ the Lord who dwells within you? Do you see, child of God, who makes you strong? You were made in the image of God, just a little bit below the angels. And the masterpiece of heaven's hand is your body and your soul. You were made in the image. You were made in the image. You were made in the image of God, in the image of God. Do you care, precious one, who is in you? Do you care, precious one, who's in your soul? Do you care, precious one, for the temple of the Spirit? Do you care, precious one, to be whole? You were made in the image of God, just a little bit below the angels. And the masterpiece of heaven's hand is your body and your soul. You were made in the image. You were made in the image. You were made in the image of God, in the image of God. Yes, you were. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for each of these young people. Please bless them and help them to be strong and healthy, and help them to love other people the way that they would like to be loved, and help them to treat other people the way that they would like to be treated. Help us to always remember that you gave Jesus for us, and he loves us so much, as do you. Thank you for each of these children. Please bless their parents and all those who take care of them and help them to be able to do so. And help these children to remember how much their parents love them, their grandparents love them, and everybody around them loves them and wants them to do well in life. Thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with us tonight. Hey, tonight's a little bit different than regular. I'm not doing an adult Bible class. Here in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, Stephen Haar will be over on the West Virginia School of Preaching Facebook page and on the West Virginia School of Preaching YouTube channel, bringing us a lesson on overcoming fear. And we've had a series of lessons that started Monday night with Bruce Daugherty speaking and Tuesday night with Peter Ray Cole on anxiety. And then tonight, Stephen Haar on fear. And these will continue. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll have Skip Andrews speaking on the Goliath fear. And then 7 o'clock Friday night, we'll have Peter Ray Cole speaking on depression. We hope that you'll enjoy those lessons and gain from them. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with a sermon and 5 o'clock in the afternoon with a sermon, too. Thank you very, very much. I went a little long tonight because I knew we didn't have an adult class and the other adult class didn't start till 7 o'clock. Thank you for your patience. Good night.